This is Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C coming at you via the blowtopsecret.com member podcast network on the talk feed. And hey, it's been a little while since I did a podcast. And yeah, after hearing Simon get on the air, I said, hey, man, let's plug in the microphone and do a little jabbering. So that was pretty cool. For anyone that hasn't caught that yet, I definitely recommend checking out the interview with Simon on Net Talk Radio with Ross Hemsworth. Very cool, very cool. And hey, Ross, Nomad Rush, you know, member Nomad Rush out there, very cool. Like the stuff. You got some neat stuff on Net Talk. I'm loving that. So anyway, yeah, it's been been interesting times. Oh, by the way, this is Magic on Magic, a Ramblecast dedicated to talking about me, Magic, for anyone who's wondering what this is all about. And, you know, just kind of like a pseudo, you know, silly little audio blog, maybe. What's going on with me? And, you know, there has been some stuff going on, been kind of quiet around the board. You know, I haven't been doing that much lately, but there have been some reasons, among other things. On February 24th, my hard drive for my my main computer, the one that I do stuff like these podcasts on, died. It done died on me, and so that was kind of a hassle, and I didn't lose any data, and you know, I actually back up pretty religiously, but nonetheless, you know, that can slow you down. That pretty much cost me that weekend. You know, the end of February was spent recovering my my machine. Long story. And, you know, I live out in a place where when you have to get another hard drive, it's an all-day thing going into town and getting in all that stuff. So had that happen, been thinking that I needed to kind of chill out, unplug anyway, you know, and I'm going to have to do that some more, I'm sure, as spring comes along, you know, get out of the house and do some stuff. So that's kind of, you know, the short story is what's been going on. Let's see, what else? No, that's pretty much it. I'm boring. Oh, yeah. So anyway, so I don't know. I might, God forbid, I might start getting on some other manic tear here and start getting nuts on the podcast again. But I do notice that there's been a development in the Serpo case. Serpo writing, Serpian, Eben. Oh, who knows? Some guy with a doodler, you know, sat down and doodled out the Serpian language for us. So, hey, that's pretty exciting. And, of course, Bill Ryan posted a picture of an alien, and someone might have already identified it. I don't know. This picture of an alien that that Bill Ryan posted on the Serpo site looks really familiar. I've seen it around. So, you know, ufologists and alienologists probably know exactly which one it is. I don't know if it's like J-Rod or, you know, EB1 or whoever it is. But so that's kind of fun. And so, you know, the whole Serpo thing, I might have to pick up on my Serpo podcast a little bit just to kind of cover that whole circus a little bit more. Because, come on, it's fun. Admit it. I mean, sure, maybe the story itself is completely full of holes, but, you know, the whole phenomenon is kind of fun. Let's see, what else is going on? So, well, let's see. Yeah. Oh, well, see, that's the thing. With Simon, this is really cool. And I don't know if Simon listens to my stuff or not, but, you know, being able to just hear from Simon, I think, is really cool. And just, okay, hey, Simon really is a human being, or at least someone purporting to be Simon. Ah, yes, conspiracy theorists can point out that we don't know for sure that that's the real Simon Gray, right? I love this stuff. But anyway, being able to hear from Simon, you know, and here's the thing. You know, he pointed this out, and like some members, especially some of the trolls, have pointed out, oh, yeah, a lot of the members of the staff, all they do is they just post one-liners every now and then. You know, like C4 recently got banned. Sorry. Sometimes this drama just is more comedy than drama. Let's face it. But, you know, the whole thing with actually hearing from some of the staff members, you know, and I think he kind of made a good point. You know, we're coming up on what? The 9th anniversary of the founding of AboveTopSecret.com. 9 years of AboveTopSecret.com. And Simon's been here for the duration, you know. So in 9 years, I imagine he's pretty much said what he's got to say about most of this stuff. And so I don't blame him, you know, for not repeating himself over and over. He's probably repeated himself over and over as it is, you know, and but it's cool to hear that Simon's going to be starting to join the other two amigos, and we'll actually get some genuine Three Amigos podcasts. I think that's going to rock. That's just going to be cool, you know. And I'm sure there's plenty of members out there that you know, will criticize the whole cult of personality stuff and things like that. But, you know, hey, if you're not into it, don't listen, you know? What the hell? I mean, these guys bust their butts to make the AboveTopSecret.com a reality. So why not have some fun with it, you know? I think it's great myself. I'm all for it. Yay, hey, you know? I mean, why not? You know? But anyway, getting off on a tangent from my original tangent, which was a tangent from something else in the first place. So, so what's going on with me? Magic on magic. Still playing around with my new music workstation, and there's just a lot of learning I have to do. And plus, there's just little technical details, and, oh, this plugin doesn't work with that plugin, and just all that kind of stuff. But I do have some special secret musical projects that I am working on. And who knows, maybe if I actually get around to it, I might finish one of them up this weekend so I can kick it out there and see what my fellow ATSers might think of it. Let's see, what else is going on? Been doing a lot more driving, yeah. I don't know. I think I've just gone through kind of a down period. So this is, for followers of the manic cycle here, kind of depressive and been recharging, haven't been really doing that much creative. So if I swing back into a manic phase, well, look out, you know, if it gets focused on ATS again, I pity everyone. Let's see, what else going on? Yeah, that's pretty much it. So just figured I'd check in. I was kind of inspired, you know, oh, hey, wow, Simon actually got on the radio. So I figured I had to plug in my mic and join in the fun, too. But we'll see how it goes. You know, I might I've got so much to catch up with on podcasts and things like that. There's new podcasts out there I want to check out. And, and there's so many podcasts I haven't heard yet, which is kind of nice because that lines, you know, that gives me a lot of entertainment if I, you know, just line up and be able to listen to while I'm doing other stuff around the house and stuff. So, which, by the way, is a great way to listen to podcasts. For anyone out there, you know, you don't have to sit there and stare at the, you know, your player. Some people browse while they're listening podcasts. Other people like me, because I kind of have a hard time listening and, you know, reading at the same time because I tend to focus heavily on one or the other. So what I'll do is if I'm like doing housework, you know, cleaning things up, I'll put on some podcasts, you know, while I'm doing other stuff and just crank up the volume and listen to that while I'm, you know, puttering around the house and stuff. So that's a good way to do it. Anyway, I think I've jabbered on long enough. Over 7 minutes. This is definitely a ramble cast. So until next time, this has been Magic, who spells his name M-A-J-I-C at AboveTopSecret.com, coming at you via the BelowTopSecret.com talk feed. Till next time, be well, friends.